Thank you, Pastor. Praise the Lord. If you are there, I said, praise the Lord. Tonight, the word and the power of God is coming your way. God's word does not travel alone, travels with power. And as the word reaches you, power will reach you as well, in Jesus' name. Are you there? Where are you? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, well, thank you, because you are there for us and you are here with us. We're asking, Lord, that your word will get to everyone. And the power that accompanies your word will get to everyone in Jesus' name. Show the way of escape to everyone. And grant us the desire, the decision. Grant us the grace, the strength to rise, follow the way, and escape all negative things, morally, physically, spiritually, in life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Manifest your power to everyone tonight. Thank you, Lord, because we know it is done. In Jesus' name, we pray. God bless you. You can sit down. We're looking at a story and then the explanation of the story and the application of the story in your life, in my life, in every life here in Liberia, and in every life all over the nations, the people who are gathered. Let me read the New Testament part of the story to you, and then I'll come where the story originated in the Old Testament. Look at John chapter 3, reading from verse 15. It says, and as Moses, verse 14 rather, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. You see, there is the combination of the old, as Moses lifted up the serpent, and the combination is what the new, even so must the Son of God, the Son of Man, be lifted up. Moses lifted up the serpent. Why? For everyone to see. Everyone suffering. Everyone in danger. Everyone facing death. He lifted up the serpent according to the commandment of God, for everyone to see. And Jesus said, here is the application to you. Here is the application to me. Even so, the Son of Man, the Son of God, his name Jesus, his name Jesus Christ, the Savior, Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, Jesus Christ, the Deliverer, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Why? For the whole world to see. The serpent was lifted up so that the whole of the nation will see the lifted, uplifted serpent. Christ, the Savior, the Lord, Redeemer, Christ, the solution to every problem, lifted up, that not just the whole of Israel, now the whole of the world will see. You will see him tonight. He's lifted up for us. He died for us. He rose again. Look at verse 15. It says that whosoever believeth in him. Here comes the application. That whosoever a Jew in Israel, whosoever a Gentile, the rest of the world, whosoever here tonight, and whosoever there, every place, Christ is lifted up, so that as you look at him, you will be saved. Amen. You will be healed. Amen. You will be delivered. Amen. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Praise the Lord. You don't have any reason, any excuse to perish. No excuse anymore. I can't save myself. That's not an excuse. I can't discover the way. That's not an excuse. I cannot live right. That's not an excuse. I cannot do well. That's not an excuse. I cannot jump and jump to heaven. That's not an excuse. Nobody here, nobody there has any excuse to perish, because now that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. What do I have tonight? What do you have tonight? Nobody has an excuse to miss eternal life, because Christ the Savior, Christ the Redeemer, Christ the Healer, Christ the Deliverer, Christ the one that comes as the way of escape for everyone, is sacrificed for you, for me, and for all. Then in verse 16, look at this: for God so loved the world. Have you thought about that? For God so loved Israel when they were in slavery. God so loved the Jews, the descendants of Abraham, when they were in the captivity, the dungeon of Egypt, that he gave the way, showed the way how to escape Egypt, come through the Red Sea, and come over and over until they got to the promised land. That promise for Israel has now expanded to all nations, going into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, God so loved the world of nations, the world of every community, the world of every creature, everywhere. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. When you're given something, the proper response is to receive, is to accept. God gave his only begotten son. Why? He wanted to give peace in your heart. And the only way you can do that is to give you the son. He wanted to give forgiveness to you. The only way he can do that is to give the Son. He wants to give you joy everlasting. The only way to do that is to give you the Son. He wanted to give you victory, that you have the power to conquer everything that comes against your life. The only way he can give you the victory is to give you his only begotten son. He wanted to give you healing and health, because his love does not want you to remain bedridden, sick, incapacitated. And the only way he can give you the healing and the health is to give you a son. Why? Everything is in Christ. All I need, all I lack, everything I'm expecting, you find in Christ. That's why instead of you need 100 things, 1,000 things, instead of giving you one by one, instead of isolating each of the blessings, it says have everything together. You receive him, you get all. I receive him, I get. Tell me now, you get all in Jesus' name. So that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We bring everything together, and I'm talking to you tonight on God's love for our great escape. Escape today, escape tomorrow, escape in eternity, escape everything the devil might want to do in your life today. The way God's love for our present great escape, and then for tomorrow, for your life, God's love for our perpetual lifetime escape, and then in the future, when we leave this world and we go to the great beyond. There is danger in the great beyond. There is damnation in the great beyond. There is eternal suffering in the great beyond. And it is this same Christ that gives us the way of escape even in the eternal future. Escape all the consequences of your past life by Jesus. Escape all the present dangers for a lifetime. Escape all the future eternal suffering that comes upon man. Everything wrapped up together in God's love for a great escape. Thank God tonight is your night. Yeah. There's nobody here who is going to be exempted. Blessings are going to come out. Yeah. Forgiveness, you will get yours. Yeah. Freedom, you will get yours. Salvation, you will get yours. Life eternal, you will get yours in Jesus' name. Yeah. I can almost come to you there and say, you, I'm talking to you, you have it tonight. Yeah. I have it tonight. God's love for our great escape. Three things we're looking at. Number one, the lostness of man and his great entanglement. The lostness of man and his great entanglement. This world is like a wilderness. And where, as you are going in the wilderness, with your feet, with your mind, with your heart, with your brain, all the cords and all the thorns and all the whatever, everything entangles you. And if nobody comes to remove the entanglement, you'll be trying over there, I want to remove this, I want to remove that, until the last breath, until the last day. Only as Christ comes into your life, only as the Savior enters in your heart, all your entanglements, they are loosed, they are broken, they are taken away in Jesus' name. Yes. Number one, the lostness of man and his great entanglement. Number two is the love of God in our great emancipation. It will set you free. I said it will set you free. Have that in your mind. The freedom you need from everything that binds you. The freedom you need for everything that holds you, pegs you, pins you down here on earth, that will not allow you to go to that life eternal. The things that try to stop you here today, Jesus is going to remove everything. The love of God in our great emancipation. Look at number three. Number three is the liberation by grace. You don't merit that. Unmerited salvation, grace. Unmerited freedom, grace. Unmerited forgiveness, grace. Unmerited healing, grace. Unmerited liberation, that is by the grace of God with great enablement. Number one, he sets you free. Number two, he enables you, he empowers you to remain free. The liberation, you'll get it tonight. I'll get mine. I'll get mine. You'll get yours in Jesus' name. The liberation by grace with great enablement. Now we have to count one before we count two, before we count three. So we're going to start from number one. Number one is the lostness of man. Man is lost and he can't find his way. Man is lost. He cannot find the way home. Man is lost. The way of peace he cannot find. The way to satisfaction he cannot find. And the way to salvation by himself, by his effort, by his endowment, he cannot find. But that's the reason why Christ came. He'll get you out of this wilderness. He'll get you to the promised land. Somebody give me a good Liberian amen. The lostness of man and his great entanglement. Hey, look at the story now. It's in Numbers chapter 21, reading from verse 5. This is the story that Jesus made allusion to. This is the story that Jesus brings application to in your life. This is the story that he connects with his accomplishment on the cross of Calvary. Numbers chapter 21, reading from verse 5. And the people speak against God and against Moses. You find something there. Their tongue was the problem. Actually, the lostness of man affected his heart, and the heart affected the tongue. And the children of Israel, with the goodness of God that he had manifested, these children of Israel, as they were going, they had come out of Egypt already. Escape. Somebody shout escape. And they had gone through the Red Sea. And they escaped that great, great danger. The entanglement. Entanglement of Pharaoh, of his chariots, of the Red Sea, they could have perished there. But anyone that commits his life completely, absolutely to Christ cannot perish. You will not perish. Not in Egypt, not at the Red Sea, not at the wilderness. The Lord is going to hold your hand and is going to take you to that promised land. I will be there. When I look around, I'll see you there. Now, but it says, and the people speak against God and against Moses. What was the problem? Their tongue. Number one, the anxious, angry tongue. They were anxious. Look at us here. What are we going to take? What are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? Anxiety brought the anger, the anxious tongue, and the angry tongue. Isn't that what brings us into trouble? Isn't that what reveals our lostness? The bitter, blaspheming tongue. Look at people, look at all around you. Look at Pharaoh. It was the blasphemous tongue that made him perish in the Red Sea. He shouldn't have perished. The bitter tongue that made all those children of Israel, they were bitter, bitter. What are you going to take and all that? The bitter tongue. When your tongue is bitter, you speak against God, you speak against men here on earth. The critical, criticizing tongue. Those people, they forgot the love of God. All they could do, criticize, complain, murmur. That's the problem. That was the problem with them. The criticizing, critical tongue and a condemned tongue. That's why the condemnation came upon them. I see the children of Israel and I examine their tongue. When you go to the doctor and the doctor wants to know how well you are, how sick you are, he says, stick out your tongue. And as you stick out your tongue, the trained doctor can tell, because the story is there on your tongue. And for the children of Israel, it was their destructive, deceptive tongue. And when your tongue is deceptive, that's the reason you have all your lostness wrapped together, demonstrated on your tongue. They speak against God and against Moses. Their tongue was an evil, eliminating tongue. Look at them one by one. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. What eliminated them from the land of promise? Their tongue. The spies that came back and they said, we are like grasshoppers, and they were eliminated from the promised land. Why? The evil eliminating tongue. As you look at people, as you look at yourself, the things that delays your escape is your tongue, anxious and angry, your tongue, bitter and blasphemous, your tongue, critical and criticizing, your tongue, deceptive and destructive, your tongue, evil and eliminating. What eliminated them? The furious tongue, the fearsome tongue. As you look at the children of Israel, the way they spoke to Moses, and they speak against God. Moses revered God, honored God, And the only way you could provoke Moses, infuriate Moses, is to speak against God. And you didn't even stop there. You're speaking against Moses. Those were the people. They had a furious tongue, and sometimes too a flattering tongue. They flattered themselves. They exalted who they thought they were. The people gossiping tongue. Your people are speaking against you from behind, and they will speak against Aaron. They speak against Moses. And what's our problem today? Gossip, gossip, gossip. The tongue. And that is what causes danger for us. Long ago, we should have escaped. But thank God, all is not lost. Amen. Today, you are going to escape. Yes. But you know, what brought us into danger, clamped us in the wilderness, that they couldn't get out of the wilderness, is the gossiping tongue. The gossiping tongue, the hateful tongue. The tongue made them to even think of Egypt. They would have loved the cucumbers in Egypt, the garlics in Egypt, the pomegranate, the earth in Egypt. And this manner, they spoke in a way, you will, if you didn't know that the manna was angel's food, you would hate that manna. They had a hateful tongue. Do you spread hatred with your tongue? That's a problem. That's the problem of humanity. Hate speech. Hating the tribe. Hating the upper class, hating the lower class, the hate speech, the hateful tongue, the injurious tongue. We injure people. We might injure them emotionally. We might injure them physically. We might injure what they hold dear with our tongue. That's why they were lost. It was an evidence of their lostness, the injurious tongue. And then their judgmental tongue. They just came out, Moses, you have not succeeded. You brought us out. You said you are going to take us in. You're a failure. And Korah, Dathan, and Abiram said, here you are. You make yourself Lord over the people. Where is what you promised? They had judgmental tongue. Think about your tongue. You hear a story, you come, you judge. You see a situation, you don't know all the details. You hear, you judge. That was their problem. The judgmental tongue. And Jesus said, what do you look at? The mote in your brother's eye, in your neighbor's eye, and in your own eyes. There's a beam, and even the beam might be what is reflected as a speck in your neighbor's eye. The judgmental tongue, the killing tongue. All those 10 spies that came back, their tongues killed them. Their tongues killed all the other Israelites that began to cry. Why were they crying? What they just heard. The killing tongue of the people. Your tongue kills. It kills people. People's ambition, your tongue can kill them. Your comments can kill them. Your tongue can so work and pierce them. They arch the problem of the killing tongue, the lying tongue, the lying tongue. We just came back from there, and those people, they're so high, they're so tall, they're giants, and their height could almost reach to the unseeable. And then we, as we look at ourselves, while I grasp upwards, that's a lie. That is a lie. And it's that lying tongue that made them perish in the wilderness. I will not perish. Say it aloud. The mischievous tongue. They were mischievous. In their tongue, they were mischievous. And there are people that cause mischief for other people. They cause mischief for themselves by the things they say, by the things they utter. The naughty tongue. They got into trouble before. They almost perished at the Red Sea. When they looked at the Egyptian chariots and they look at the Red Sea, but the Lord delivered them, because there's a different tongue, the tongue of Moses, that says, fear not. The tongue of Moses. The Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more forever. And that is the tongue that deliver the birth. Now, ways, days, weeks, years after the Red Sea, the naughty tongue had not been killed, and they spake against God and against Moses. They had an offensive tongue, a tongue that always offends. An offensive tongue. The arch, a quarrelsome tongue. Quarrelsome. They were ready to fight, ready to quarrel, ready to push this and push that. They had a quarrelsome tongue. The arch, a ruinous tongue. It wasn't it? They had a proud tongue, proud tongue. Hey, look at Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. If we were the leaders, we would have gotten these people into the promised land. Korah, that's pride. You couldn't have done that. Abiram, you couldn't have done that. But the proud tongue that will always put yourself above everybody else. The proud tongue, the quarrelsome tongue, the ruinous tongue. Their tongue just wrecked them, just ruined them, just made the way of escape impossible for them. They had a slandering tongue. Have you ever slandered anybody? Have you ever slandered a friend? Have you ever slandered a neighbor? That's what they had. That was their problem. Their tongues were always wagging, wagging, wagging. Talking, talking, talking. It ruined them. It ruined their chance. Their chance of going on after escape from Egypt. After escape from the Red Sea. Their tongues ruined them. Because they slandered God and will not obey the word of God, and they will not believe the promise of God. That's why they were lost. I will not be lost. You know, when you come to surrender your life to Christ, you shouldn't forget, surrender your tongue as well to Christ. Because you see, that tongue can still do mischief and can be a treacherous tongue, troublesome tongue. A tongue that just stops your progress. A tongue that just stops your achievement, fulfillment of your desire. Those people are an unruly tongue, untamed tongue, uncontrollable tongue. They just couldn't tame, control their tongue. We don't have to comment on everything we see, everything we say. We have the glorious privilege of escaping. Concentrate on that. Christ is lifted up for you to escape. Concentrate on him. But the people that turn away their eyes, their mind, their heart away from the uplifted Christ, and they have to talk about this and talk about this and talk about this, they don't even have a plan to hold on to the ticket that makes them escape. The wagging tongue, wagging tongue, almost everything, a little thing. He talks about the mosquito, and the mosquito doesn't even know you're talking about it. He talks about all those insects, all those little, little things, and he invites the termites, little termites, to the very foundation of his building. And those little, little termites eventually makes the house, the home, the family, the camp, the company to collapse. I pray your life, your home will not collapse. Your work will not collapse. But you must stop all those uncontrollable, untamed utterances. Say this, say this, say that all the time, and the tongue becomes a wicked tongue. You're wicked to yourself, you're wicked to your destiny, you're wicked to your progress in life when your tongue is a wicked tongue, a vicious tongue, vicious tongue. There's vice on the tongue, but it's as you say, okay, that's what has been hindering me. That was what hindered Israel. And their escape could not come to the final conclusion. But you come, you surrender your heart to Christ. If your heart is surrendered to Christ, remember, there is an unforgettable connection between the heart and the tongue. And once you surrender your heart to the Lord, your tongue will be surrendered to the Lord. Amen. A good, good amen. Amen. Because that is what turns you from vice to virtue. And then your tongue will not speak only of the good, good things of God. We're no more in Egypt after escaping. We're no more on that other side of the Red Sea after escaping. We're no more in the wilderness after escaping. Tonight, you escape. Say, I escape. How did he escape? Let me complete the story for you. And the people speak against God and against Moses. And he said, wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt? Then they said, and in this wilderness, for there there is no bread. That's a lie. I told you, the lying tongue. They were eating manna every day. There is no bread. And then they said, and neither is there any water. Look at the water that came out of the rock. A forgetful mind will be a lying tongue. I never got anything. Your breathing is air free of charge. I never got anything. Your drinking is water free of charge. I never got anything. He kind of organizes and helps the atmosphere. to suit your life here. You got something, but their tongue will not tell the truth. And they said, and our soul dries up even with this light bread. They were calling angels food, the manna, are calling that this light bread. Look at the next verse there. In verse 6, it says, and the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people suffering. Fiery serpents among the people sickness. Fiery serpents among the people messengers of death came to them, and they beat them. They beat the people, and much people of Israel died. You will not die. I will not die prematurely. The Lord brings life into you in Jesus' name. Look at verse 7. In verse 7, therefore, the people came to Moses. Wonderful, wonderful. The day you come, and it's today. The moment you come, and it is this moment that you come and you say, that was my problem. Anxious, angry tongue. That was my problem. Bitter, blasphemous tongue. That was my problem. Critical, condemning, criticizing tongue. That was my problem. Deceptive, destructive tongue. That was my problem. Evil, eliminating tongue. That was my problem. Furious, fearsome tongue. That was my problem. Gossiping tongue. That was my problem. And you come. And the people came unto Moses and said, we have sinned. Wonderful. They didn't say, so and so influenced me to sin. They didn't say, so and so pushed me to it. They said, we have sinned. And he said, what they did. What did they do? They said, they had spoken against the Lord, and they have taken spoken against Moses. And then they prayed, and they asked, and they requested. They said that he would take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. Let's come to point number two now. Point number two, we're coming to the love of God. The love of God in our great emancipation. Your emancipation, your deliverance, your freedom is available right now. Because whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Who is that whosoever? That's you. That's me. You'll be saved in Jesus' name. The love of God in our great emancipation. Look at Numbers chapter 21, verse 7. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away these serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. Look at verse 8. In verse 8, and the Lord said to Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, that is a serpent of brass, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone, help me shout, everyone, say that again, everyone. Say that again. Sin was no respecter of person, and now salvation is no respecter of person. Forgiveness is no respecter of person. There was no partiality in their sinfulness. Everyone sinned. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In the salvation, in the solution, in the presentation of the Savior, and there is no partiality. Everyone, so that everyone that is beaten, when he looketh upon each, shall live. Tonight you will live. Amen. Look at verse 9. And in verse 9, it says, and Moses made that serpent and of brass, and we're told he put it upon a pole, lifted it up, that anywhere you are, from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, is lifted up so high that you can see any tribe where you are. That serpent was lifted up, that everyone in every tribe could see that now Christ is lifted up. Anywhere you are here tonight, by faith, you look unto Jesus, you are forgiven.
Amen.
You are saved.
Amen.
You are healed.
Amen.
And in any nation, any country, anywhere you are, there is salvation for everyone. Because the Son of Man, Christ, Savior, Redeemer, Liberator, Emancipator, he has now been lifted up, so that in any nation where you are, looking unto Jesus, forgiveness, salvation will come to you.
Yes.
Will come to me. Say it again. Online, everywhere, say that aloud. And it came to pass that if a serpent had beaten any man, when he beheld, when he looked upon the serpent of brass, he lived. Cross over to the New Testament in John chapter 3, verse 14. Here Christ now speaks to you, speaks to everyone. He said, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Look at verse 15. In verse 15, that whosoever believeth in him, whosoever, good news, ladies, whosoever, that's the gospel, that's the gospel, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Are you sure you will not perish? What's the basis of your assurance? Christ has been lifted up for you. I said for you. And once you respond to that, you'll have eternal life. Look at verse 16. Verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But have everlasting life. But have Everlasting life. What do you have tonight? I said, what do you have tonight? If you don't stay back, if you not just sit down there, if you say actively, if you say personally, Christ, my Savior, have been lifted up for me, and I come to Christ, eternal life will come to you immediately. Yeah. Let's look at point three here. Point three, we're looking at the liberation by grace with great enablement. The liberation that he gives us. He liberates us from all the cords that bound us and made us remain in lostness. He takes away the bondage that kept us in the land of captivity. He takes away the guilt, the condemnation that pinned us down there, pegged us down there. He removes all the yoke. He breaks all the yoke. He gives you his hand. He lifts you up. And forgiveness comes to you. Freedom comes to you. Salvation comes to you. Redemption comes to you. Healing comes to you. Deliverance comes to you. There is no one that Christ extends invitation to. There is no one that responds to that invitation that can be kept back by any power on earth, any power from hell. Everyone that Jesus calls, everyone that responds to the call of Christ, immediately forgiveness will come to you. The moment you respond tonight, the moment you say, here am I, Lord, now I understand. You are my emancipator and you are my enabler. You are the one that came to rescue me. Tonight, we'll rescue you. Look at John chapter 8, verse 11. She said, no man, Lord. And she was responding to a question Jesus had asked. Everyone conspired together to condemn her. Pharisees, Sadducees, her own conscience, the law of Moses, the same partner, everyone. They all conspired together to condemn her. But they brought her to Jesus. They brought her to Jesus for condemnation. But Christ has no condemnation. He only has conversion. And so he told them, all those people that conspire together, it says, he who does not have a sin among you, let him pick up the first stone. They all went away one by one. All who conspire against you to condemn you, they'll all go away one by one. Yeah. Satan, Pharisees, Sadducees, accusers, whoever they are, all that, even your own thoughts, even your own mind, even your own conscience, conspiring together to condemn you, they will all go away one by one. They have gone already. And now only you and Jesus, you are left. And what a glorious message when it's only you and Jesus. No condemnation. Yeah. No damnation. Yeah. What are those that accuse us? Has no one condemned you? She said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee." I thought you'll say amen.
Yeah.
Peter, all your accusers, where are they? "No man, Lord. What you did was bad, but neither do I condemn you."
Yeah.
This woman, kneeling down, pouring tears on the feet of Jesus, and the leper healed, of course, that invited Christ to eat, already condemning her and condemning Christ. If this were a prophet, he would have known that this woman is a sinner. And Jesus said, "Woman, don't listen to him. Thy sins, which are many, are all forgiven." Tonight, don't listen to that accusing conscience, accusing wherever. Your sins, which are many, are forgiven. So Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." There are two things there. Number one is emancipation. I set you free. I forgive you. Neither do I condemn you. There is a second thing there, and it is enablement. Number one is emancipation. Number two is enablement. He gives you the grace right now. As you go out of this place tonight and you have the salvation of God, you will be a new creature. The things you used to do, you will do them no more. The bad places you used to go, you will go there no more. New life. Entanglement broken. Encumbrance broken. Guilt taken away. Condemnation taken away. And everything your bad tongue in the past has brought you into captivity, now you are forgiven. Now you are set free. Look at verse 12 there. In verse 12, "Then speak Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." You have the light right now. Look at verse 32. In verse 32, it says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Let me read it for you now. "I have known the truth." Say that. "And the truth has made me free." Look at verse 36. In verse 36, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." That's good. Say another amen. "Since the Son has made me free," say it. "Since the Son has made me free, I am free indeed." Heads bowed and eyes closed. Forgiveness comes now. Freedom comes now. Salvation comes now. Eternal life comes now. "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Your salvation is here. You want this forgiveness. You want this freedom. You want this eternal, everlasting life. Wherever you are, just raise up your hand now, now, now. Here is your chance. Anywhere you are, here at the Alpha location, Monrovia, Iberia, and there online, anywhere you are, forgiveness is coming now. Freedom has now come. Eternal life, everlasting life has now come. Raise up your hand wherever you are. If you are raising up your hand, please, you will stand up. You're saying, I identify myself. And while you're standing up, you confess to the Lord that they confessed before the serpent of brass was lifted up. And now Christ has been lifted up for you as your Savior. Lifted up for you as your Redeemer, the giver of eternal life. Stand upright there and say, Lord, I give my heart to you. Tell him, I give my tongue to you. I give my whole personality unto you. Receive me, Lord. He will not reject anyone that calls on him sincerely. Thank him. The moment you believe, the moment they believed, they were forgiven. They were set free. And all the condemnation, damnation, consequence of their sin was taken away. Just like it happens to you now. Thank him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You never reject anyone who comes to you. Thank him. It's done. He has forgiven you. He has set you free. He has given you eternal life. And all the people of God say, keep up that hand as we're standing up. Father, we thank you for your love. Father, we thank you for your grace that reaches everyone without exception. We went astray, but we have come back to the loving Heavenly Father. All these who have indicated and they have giving themselves to Christ, surrendered their heart, their life, their tongue, their past, their present, their future. They have surrendered unto Christ. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Set them free from the past. All the entanglements and cobrances of the past, break and destroy everything. Now, give them emancipation, freedom, and give them enablement, the power to go and sin no more, to live in newness of life. Let the joy of salvation come in every heart right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Yeah. Keep on standing. Our counselors are coming to you there, while our national overseer, Iberia, will lead us in this time of counseling. Thank you and God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, our counselors. I can see that you're out already. Thank you for doing that. Let's quickly, without delay, write the names the address, the telephone number. Provide all the information on that card and write legibly. Help them to write if they don't know how to write. And please, let's give our real names, true address, and true telephone numbers. All our counselors, please take positions now. If you're finished, attend it to somebody, move to another person. And stay with them. By the time our Father and the Lord comes out to pray, you will help them to receive. So stay with them. And those of us who are praying for our own miracles tonight, keep on praying. Nobody's going home. The bosses will wait for you, and they will not take in anybody now. We will finish everything before the bosses start moving. So don't go there. The doors are shut already. Some are praying already. God bless them for praying. Those who want to escape tonight are praying. Counselors, thank you very much for working out your duty. Our supervisors, please take the baskets and move around to collect those cards already filled. This afternoon, we praise God, we had a number of converts who came for the converts class, lunch hour with Jesus. And they received this special package of a free book and tracts from our Father in the Lord, all wrapped in a very beautiful envelope just for you. By my left side, let's attend to them. If you finish with somebody, move to the next person. Up there, let's also attend to them. The counselors in the front here, you are doing a good job. I can see you moving about and filling the cards. Those who are not being counseled, you take the time to pray and tell the Lord, I must escape tonight. Some are praying already. And those who are praying will testify very soon. As we are finishing, let's drop the cards in the baskets. Supervisors, raise up the baskets wherever you are so that counselors may see you. God bless you. We're very grateful for doing the work faithfully. Correct addresses, correct names, and correct telephone numbers. And at the back of the card, write your church, the name of your church. If you are partnering with GCK, if you are watching online and you gave your life to Christ after the pastor's message this evening, check, there is a link, gckhq.org/connect. gckhq.org/connect. You'll find that below your player. Please visit that link, click it, and fill out the form so we can assist you further in your new walk with Christ. Check the link online, gckhq.org/connect. Below your player, you'll find the link there. Click and fill out the form so we can assist you further in your new walk with Christ. Also, if you are listening via the radio or television and you just gave your life to Christ tonight, please send your name, your phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp. Your name, your phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp to, this is a number now, +234 915 444 9263. The number again, +234 915 444 9263. As we did today, there will be a special meeting. Afternoon tomorrow, 2 o'clock, lunch hour with Jesus over there. We had it this afternoon over there, lunch hour with Jesus. For all those who gave their lives to Jesus today, by 2 p.m., 2 o'clock, at this venue over there, just come to show you. There you receive the special package of a free book. Can you think about that? And some tracts, all packaged in a very beautiful envelope for every one of you who gave their lives to Jesus Christ. Regardless of your church or denomination, the Covenant has enough packages to go around. And there is no discrimination whatsoever. Again, if you are watching online and you gave your life to Christ after the pastor's message this evening, there is a link, gckhq.org/connect. Below your player, please click that link, visit the link, and fill out the form so we can assist you further in your new walk with Christ. And if you are listening to this crusade via the radio or television, and you just gave your life to Christ, please send your name, your phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp it to, here is a number, +234 915 444 9263. The number again, +234 915 444. That's 444-9263. And there will be a special meeting, lunch hour with Jesus, for all those who give their lives to Jesus Christ this night by 2 o'clock p.m. 2 p.m., 2 o'clock, over there at the venue here. That's where you receive the special package of a free booklet with tracts from our Father in the Lord. And there's no discrimination. It's for all of you who gave your life to Jesus Christ. Our supervisors, please indicate how far you've gone. By my left-hand side, if you are finished, supervisor, you've collected the cards into the basket. Can you wave the flag to us? The flag. Over there, please, the flag. And over there, far away, the flag. If you are finished. And now take the cards to the collation center for processing. Thank you very much. Take the cards down to the collation center immediately for processing. Thank you very much. I can see the flag. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Everybody stand on your feet, for the time to escape has come. Say amen.
Another amen. You escape from every chain, shackles that binds you. Your blind eyes will see. Deaf ears, dumb tongues will open. And those on wheelchair, you will escape the wheelchair. The wheelchair will get away from you. Crutches will get away from you. Whatever your problem, your time of escape has now come. Once you hear the name of Jesus, your healing is assured. Press up that hand and lay the other hand where you have the challenge. As you hear the final amen, check up, the miracle would already be deposited in your body. Father, in the mighty, glorious name of Jesus, we know any request we make in that name is granted immediately. And I bring all your people before you right now. Those who are sick, heal them in Jesus' name. Insanity, brain problem, come out in Jesus' name. Any swelling in any part of your body, goiter in the neck, hunch back at the back, elephantiasis in the feet, hernia, any swelling, fibroid, whatever, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Pain, suffering, sickness, you've been bedridden for a long time. Because of that sickness, the hand of the Lord touch you right now. Become well be whole, be healed in Jesus' name. Long-standing illness, long-standing issue of blood, long-standing cancer, long-standing ulcer, all long-standing HIV, long-standing problem, come out in Jesus' name. You are healed now. Receive your miracle now. Come out of that wheelchair now. Get rid of those crutches now. To my right, in my front, by my left, online, everywhere, radio, television, receive your miracle. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. It is done. Say in my life. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You got it already. Check up yourself. Your healing, your deliverance, your miracle is right there.